to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about sustainable fashion and vintage clothing. I got chatting to Zoe Clark, who is the manager at Shop Ella, and she told me about the things that they do to help the environment.
So I would say Shop Ella is luxury designer handbags mainly, and we focus on sustainability as well. So we try to do everything as sustainable as possible. We also sell really good pre-loved clothing as well. So really good high street and designer pre-loved as well. So it's probably a mixture of both. Like, the handbags would be the bread and butter of the business, but definitely the clothing is expanding massively because people are much more interested in buying secondhand and not spending on the high street as much, I think. So it's definitely become more popular in the last while, I would say, for sure.
And how much thought then goes into kind of like the sustainable side of things here?
Yeah, well, Ella would try and do everything as sustainably as possible, and I think she's always done that from the start. But like, even down to like our bags, like we use like biodegradable bags, and we try and recycle and reuse a lot. Like, everything, there's a lot of thought into even like back of house and things and how we reuse things. Like, we're very mindful of like recycling and things like that. And then, yeah, in terms of clothes as well, like everything that comes in here, there's no, like, everything has had a home before, even with the bags as well, which I love the idea of working here, that like, there's a story behind the items, and then when somebody finds a new item that they're just like so excited to buy it, and it's like, you know, they found their, you know, their key piece for their wardrobe. So, and it could be clothing or bags, but yeah, that's kind of how it works here. So,
and it's a win-win for the customers, really, isn't it, that they can get a designer piece for less than they'd find if it was new, but they're also shopping guilt-free. They're getting something secondhand.
Yeah, I think the customers now are way more conscious of what they're buying, especially our customers. And like, Ella would have a lot of clients that are here shopping with her a long time. But I think people definitely, I think the attitudes to shopping have changed massively in the last couple of years. I definitely have seen that in my previous job as well. So I think people are definitely more conscious of what they're buying and how they're buying and how they want to spend their money as well.
And finally, why do you think it's important that people start thinking about shopping from a fashion perspective more sustainably?
I think it's so important. I think there is so much. I think I read something about the amount of clothes in landfill could dress 6 generations to come. Something really scary like that. And I was like, oh my God. Even I find, since working here, I'm way more conscious of how I spend my money. I just think it's just on people's radar now, isn't it? Just that, you know, the fast fashion brands, that is not sustainable for our environment. And even, you know yourself, I'm not going to name any brands, but we all know them. You can spend, you know, 10 euros on something and you end up throwing it away eventually. It doesn't last. So definitely investing in your wardrobe and spending a little bit more will get you longevity. And I think what we offer here is, you know, we have designer pieces that you're not paying the full price for them. Sometimes they're half price or less, but you're still getting the quality. That's why they last, because you're able to resell them because the quality is so good. So I think, I just think that's the way forward, really. And I think loads more people are just thinking and shopping that way.
And that's Zoe Clark, manager at Shop Ella. I got chatting to a woman in Bray about what she thinks about buying vintage.
Well, it's often cheaper, which is great. obviously you feel less guilty. And you can find some stuff you just never find elsewhere. And it's also fun. Even if you don't find anything, going through it is always fun.
What's the coolest thing you found at a secondhand store?
There's this leather jacket I got in Amsterdam, which I wear all the time. I always buy it. It's probably not the coolest thing, but it's the best thing that I've gotten.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website artstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission de Man with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission de Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.